Chapter 10. Exercise. 1. No matter how we shake or tap the bottle of ketchup, some of it refuses to come out. In some cases, up to 20% of the product is left in the packaging when it is thrown out. This is not only annoying for consumers but also poses difficulties when recycling. The leftovers first have to be removed from the packaging, which is expensive, time-consuming, and uses a great deal of water. A German project by the Fraunhofer Institutes, together with Munich University of Technology, and various industrial partners, will put an end to this dilemma. Researchers are applying thin films, no more than 20 nanometers thick, to the inside surface of packaging in order to reduce leftover traces. Two. Eleanor Smith was a pioneering American in that she was the youngest licensed pilot in the world. Eleanor Smith was born in 1911 in New York City. Her mother didn't want to deny her daughter's opportunities just because of her gender, and her father had always had a passion for planes. These things helped her in her quest to fly. Eleanor set many aviation records. At the age of 16, she became the youngest person to earn a pilot's license in the world. She also became the first person to receive a transport pilot's license at the age of 18. The moment all the licensed flyers of the U.S. were asked to name the best female and male pilots in the United States, Eleanor won. Eleanor then got married and had two children. While she was pregnant with her third child, she thought maybe she shouldn't be flying, so she quit flying. 3. Goodwill is hard to define. It is about the potentially good attitude that a customer has about a particular store. A store earns the goodwill of its customers by the way workers at the store treat them well as by the things the workers at the store do for them. For instance, a store may earn a customer's goodwill because it has always been easy for the customer to return items there. Goodwill might be earned by a store because of past instances of helping customers with excellent service. Similarly, goodwill might be earned by a store whose efforts to please a customer have gone above and beyond levels that are normally expected. Every shopper will be able to relate either the stories of stores or the kindness of salespeople that have earned their praise for exemplary services. 4. As long as our happiness does not depend on achieving your purpose, you can be happy. In other words, if you focus not on conditional happiness but on unconditional happiness, you can be happy. If your purpose in everyday lives is to do something truly great and beneficial to humanity, you can be happy. Also, your happiness can be fulfilled if it is not dependent on the achievement itself. If happiness does depend on accomplishment of something, and you succeed in doing it, you may experience happiness, but it will of course be temporary. After a time, you will adapt to having met your goal, and your happiness will fade.